Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Lightship. And since it's Saturday Night Live on the Lightship. And we're talking to you from the WESAC Festival here in Mount Shasta. Had a lot of people go into the light chamber, and we'll be doing a little sample of that for everybody, the light infusion chamber tonight. So we'll just talk about what we've been talking about here with a lot of people, about the ascension process. And a lot of people are a little confused, not knowing what to think, and a lot of false information out there. And a lot of people that I've been talking with are under the impression that if they read all the books and buy all the tools and do things like this, that they're going to make the ascension fine. If they smile right and a nice, healthy life, that's going to happen. And naturally, that's not the case. If you have to work on yourself to get your spirit and your body, just having good thoughts is not going to make it for you, unfortunately. So this is the whole process, is when the universal shift happens, which could be in 2012. I can't claim that for sure because I don't have that information. Lightship knows when it's going to happen, though. And they're always in the now. So whenever that happens, you must be able to come into your body over again with your spirit. So as the universe is turned off, the lightship then collects all of the light energy. And you're a part of that. Your spirit then gets collected, and it gets kind of like, we'll say, in a sense, deprogrammed, so that it's pure light energy again. Remember, after being here, it's kind of roughing all of us here. And from there, it'll go back to your body. And is your body able to hold light frequency? And if it can't, then your spiritual blueprint of your body just stays on the light ship, and it's kind of dormant. And, you know, like I tell people, how much do you love your body? Are you really willing to work on yourself enough, like Jesus taught, to be able to take your body with you for ascension? And for me, it's just a very simple process. It does take some time to do that, but there's so much disinformation out there, and people thinking that they know, it's very, very sad. So I've been educating lots of people. So what we're going to do now is entity releases. And entities, like we talk about, are emotional bodies of people who passed on. And they come to us through our traumas and fears and pain. Anything that's not love energy in our body kind of attracts them, because remember, they had a bad life too. And this emotional body contains the information, the whole lifetime of the person who's coming to you, along with all the different lifetimes of the body hopping. So if you take on a spirit that maybe died, 10,000 years ago, it's been in many, many bodies and has a lot of experiences, and it needs a life source to live on. And this life source is you. This is why you want to always be in your body. And like we say, if you're not home, who is? And if you're not home, then there's entities there running your life, disturbing your life, and your spirit just kind of steps away. We've done on many shows where we have taken off your mental body and your emotional body. And I think I'll do that now for everybody after the entity clearing, just to give you that sample here. Remember, your spirit is a really strong voice in these bodies out. But once you're dealing with the emotional bodies of these people, they like really yell, and they turn the volume up, and your spirit is kind of meek, and it can't really connect to you. This is why you have to drop into your heart center, and that's the most important thing. That's why in every program that we do entity clearing, we do a chakra alignment so you can feel better, to get more spiritual energy in your body, and we do the mind-to-heart drop. And that's the only place you can get your divinity. This is who you are. It's your heart center. I'm going to do some entity clearing here, and we're live at WESAC right now. We'll have some people share maybe in 10 minutes here what their experiences were. They're around us here, of what they felt on the light infusion chamber. So here we go, taking away entities now. We'll start at the bottom of your feet and work your way up, or our way up here, and go into the ankles, and just kind of take a note, do a body scan, see how you feel, going to your knees, now hip joints, and now we're moving up into our body cavity, rib cage, internal organs. Remember, if you have a pain inside of you, that'll draw an entity. They will come to you because they resonate and identify with that pain. This is how you attract them. At least one of the main reasons, okay? And here we go. And now we're working with your shoulders, rotator cuffs, going down your arms, going down elbows, to your wrist, your hands, your fingers, your knuckles, and also we're going now to your fingernails. So we're basically covering the whole body. Now we're going up to our neck and our whole head. And they're being released from you right now. And naturally, you don't want to leave a void. And a void can also attract in. This is why you must always be in your body with your spirit so that you can have your own spiritual protection. So now we're going to bring back your spirit. In the New Age philosophy, this is called a soul retrieval. And I use the word spirit because in the light ship, everything is spirit. And here we go. And we're collecting these energies. And if you're very intuitive, you might feel energies around your body now forming. You might feel your temperature of your body increase. And you might feel a presence around you of light. And because your spirit now is being cleansed of the traumas that it experienced as it left you. Remember, it can't live in that energy. And here we go. Doing this clearing. I'm going to count to 10 to command your spirit back into your body. Now, some people's spirits come into the crown chakra. Some come into your heart area. Some actually just walk right into you. So it's up to your spirit how it wishes to do this here. So here we go. Coming in. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And bring in some more energy here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And just kind of take a scan of your body now. If you have any tinglings in your body, if you feel any warmth, that's your body having a healing, okay? And you should feel a little heavier, a little more dense. So if you do feel heavy, that's not a bad sign. Some people think that they have to be very light to have their spirit with them. Well, when you're really light, you're out of your body. That's a no-no. So you want to be in your body to have full conscious awareness around you. When you're out of your body, you lose your psychic radar, you lose your intuitiveness, and your spirit's there to help you. So it must be with you in your body. And naturally, if you want healing, this is how the divine heals you through your spirit. It's the conduit for healing. So now I'm going to do a chakra alignment, and we're going to your heart center first. This is where your spirit resides, moving that energy around here. You might feel it move inside of you like a little small internal earthquake. Some people actually feel that, and they wonder what's happening, and that's what it is. It's the energy bodies realigning here. Okay, now we're going into your throat chakra, realigning that. Third eye, great. And moving down now, below the heart, power chakra area, solar plexus. Perfect. Second chakra, moving that around a little bit. There we go. And first chakra. So you may ask, if you're new to the show, who's doing this? Well, this is the light beings doing it, and with your spirit's agreement, your spirit member is the bottom line to the healing. So it's doing this for you also. So we're not using any type of mind energy or force of will. This is strictly heart energy working with you. And the light ship created you, and this is who is doing the healing on you. Okay, now we're going to do our chakra alignment here. The chakra opening after the alignment. So if you're in a quiet location, you may want to have your chakras opened up a little bit. We normally go body width for everybody. So here we go. Going to the heart center first. So connecting. So spin, open. And throat chakra, spin, open. And third eye, spin, open. Going down now to your power chakra. Spin. Problems here. Spin. Okay. My voice automatically will go open when this word's working properly. So some of you have a reverse power chakra. Let me turn that around for you. And there we go. Oh, here we go. Just take a note of this here, see if you feel any energy changing. Power chakra, spin, open. Second chakra, spin, open. First chakra, spin, open. And again, take a note of body to see how you feel. You should feel a little more calmer, a little more relaxed. You should feel energy flowing through your body, maybe tingles again. And now we're going to do the mind-to-heart drop, just so you can get your spiritual guidance. It's very, very important to do this daily, to connect to the divine within you. This is all the teachings of Jesus to go within. So here we go. You're going to drop your mental body down into your heart. And here we go, dropping down. And again, we'll command the energy by counting. So think of the 10th floor of the elevator, your forehead, mental body, where your thoughts come from. Normally when you think, you hear them in your head. And we're going to drop that down to your first floor on your heart center. So here we go, dropping down. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. There we go. So just kind of sit there, relax, see how your body's feeling. But mostly you want to ask your spirit for guidance right now. We'll just have some silence here for you. There we go. And you should feel very centered, heart-centered. And what we're going to do now is take out your emotional body. And this is a lot of fun. For the women, this will feel like it kind of is to be a man. You're going to feel this density leave you. And for a man, you may not notice it too much, but it is also felt too. So here we go. We're going to take your emotional body, and that's going to go to the right side of you. So here we go. And it's attached very firmly to you, like a very thick spring. It doesn't want to leave your body. Remember, these are entities too. If you don't have your emotional body healed at the time of your death, which you want to put into place normally beforehand, you don't want it to be an entity causing harm to people. So here we go. It's moving out now. It does not want to leave you because it has a home in you. So we're going to take it out. Now it's coming alongside of you. And we'll take it out the rest of the way. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. There. And for your women, you might feel like a big pressure left you. And women normally work on the emotions. Now here we're going to do the mental body. And this will be to the right side of you. Here we go. Mental body is coming out. And we'll count 10 again to command the energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10 there. And just do a little scan there, and you might actually think that your thoughts are outside of your body to the left of you. Okay? And now we have people who have maybe, I'll just use the word fears in their life. That's another body. That's going to go in front of you. Take out this fear body. There we go. Coming out. And there. And then we have anger. That's another big one here. We'll put that behind you. And we'll also take out another A word, which is anxieties, okay? And that'll come behind you also. So these two bodies will now come behind you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. And you should have a pretty clear channel now to your spirit. So what I'd like all of you to do now is just ask your spirit to talk to you. It will talk to you just like your normal voice would be for most people. And you should feel like you're actually in your heart center. And like your thoughts, in a sense, are in your heart. Your spirit can talk to you freely now. So just say, hey, spirit, are you there? Or whatever your name is. And it should come back and say, yeah, I'm here. And if it's kind of weak, say, man, turn that volume up. So I'll give you a little bit of time to do this here. Our co-host is on board here, Sylvia. Maybe we'll get some people that have been in the light chamber to maybe comment on what they experienced here. So, Sylvia, are you out there in cyberspace?
Hi, yes, I'm here. And hello, everyone. And like Ron said, we're broadcasting live from the WESAC Festival in Mount Shasta tonight. And Ron's there with the Light Infusion Chamber, which is just wonderful. And this program tonight is all about healing, and we will be going to the Creation Light Ship for healing in about 15 minutes. But this is also about just the process of reconnecting with our own divinity and reclaiming our own spiritual wholeness and integrity, and learning to really go within for our own spiritual guidance and answers, and being heart-centered and love-based. So the light beings are here tonight to help us with that. And it's a very wonderful thing to have their assistance, because they can really help us and speed things up for us if we are willing to do the spiritual work that we need to do. So thank you for being with us. And if you'd like to talk to us with the fast chat, you can do that by just clicking on the BBS fast chat link under the beautiful picture of the light being, and we will try to address some of your questions and your requests. So over to you, Ron, for the next thing.
Okay, I think we have someone online here. I'll just hand the phone over. So, what's your name?
Jackie.
Okay, hi, Jackie.
Hi, Ron.
So, how was the Light Infusion Chamber? I know you went in quite a few times there. Would you like to share your experience?
I would. It was absolutely wonderful. The first time I went in, I felt tingling while I was inside, and when I came back out, I just felt happier, like somebody just lifted a weight from my shoulders. And each time I went in, I just felt happier and happier, and then I started feeling more energized, and now I have tons of energy. I may be up half the night. It was absolutely wonderful. It was wonderful, and I'm feeling very happy and energized and blissful, really.
Oh, that's wonderful. Okay, is there someone else out there who may want to share there? I know there's some people here. I'll turn the phone over to someone else there. So what's your name, please? Hello, it looks like Ann might be there. Ann?
Oh, here's Ann. Hello, this is Ann, and I was in the Light Tamer Boy, let's see, four times today. Wow. The best thing is that every time was very different for me. The first time was, I felt a lot of heavy sensations and almost what I would call like a stuck energy or a stuck flow that was like a density stuck in your body, just kind of like chunking its way out, just releasing. It was, oh, thank goodness, goodbye. That was very nice to have gone. And the second time I went in was much lighter, and it felt like it was really opening up my creativity, honestly. That's what I felt the second time. And the third time was a very spiritual moment with my husband, who is across the country from me, but we had some very nice connection there, and I think some mutual work, which was beautiful. And the fourth time, I think, like the last person had said, it was just so light and so very sweet and very light. And I honestly feel lighter. I feel more me and less what wasn't me here. So anyways, it was really an absolute pleasure to be in there today. Thanks so much, Ron.
So just a question for both of you. As you sat in the chamber, unlike earth-based healings, you have to really kind of concentrate on something or think that you have to do work. How did you both experience that? Maybe I'll ask Jackie that question.
I just allowed the light beings to work on me. I just relaxed and allowed the work to happen. That for me was the easiest way.
Great.
And it felt, it was very wonderful.
Just effortless then, huh?
Yes. I just released my, what you think of normally in terms of as your own control. I released all that and allowed the healing to come in. And that worked very well.
Great. And how would you answer that, Anne?
You know, I missed the question.
Okay. How was the light chamber when you went into it? Did you have any like preconceived ideas, or just mainly did you have to do any work yourself?
Oh, God, no. Absolutely not. No, I didn't have any idea at all, but I definitely just went in and just tried not to do anything.
Yep. Yeah, I think it's kind of hard even to try to do something when you're in there, you know?
Exactly.
Okay, so let's see. Any questions on the fast chat, Sylvia, since you have the computer in front of you?
Yes, I actually, no questions about it, but we have a request for a sample of it so that people can experience what we're talking about. And I'd like to also just mention that one of the things about the light chamber that I've noticed is that as you're in it, light just fills every cell of your body, and healing starts to happen at a very accelerated rate. So the other thing is that once you're in there experiencing that, there's just no way that you cannot be in your heart center. It's just your kind of mental energy, thought projections, that kind of stuff just kind of falls away, and you just are in your heart center, and the light beings are ministering their beautiful healing energies to you, and it's just absolutely wonderful. So can we do a sample for people so they can experience the light chamber?
Yes, so just everybody kind of just get comfortable in your seat. We'll do a 15-second session here. And just sit back and relax. What you may want to do is request one physical healing. Remember, the light beings always sees you in pure perfection, and they see you in the moment. So each time you have a different moment, you're still in perfection, whether you have something wrong with you or not. It's like you just request one healing right now, and we'll bring you to the light ship infusion chamber here. And here we go. We're going into the chamber right now. You may want to just close your eyes, take a deep breath here, and request a healing. And it's starting this second here. Okay. And here we go. And we have another probably 5 seconds to go. And okay, now we're coming out. Now we're out of the light chamber, and that felt nice for me. How did you people feel? How did you feel, Jackie, since you're here? The minute little session here.
It felt good. I felt very relaxed. It was just kind of a nice addition to what I've been experiencing all day.
And how about you, Anne?
You know, after being in it all day today, that was like a tiny little piece. It just felt like a nice little sweet thing, but yeah.
Okay. Now that we've had that experience here, let's do a alignment here for our emotional body right now. Remember, it's still outside of you. So we're going to take away some emotional traumas and densities. So we're going to go back a few days here in your life. We're going to go back 4 days and do a clearing. So here we go. 4 days ago, sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 3 days ago, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 2 days ago, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared, and yesterday, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared, and today, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, and first cleared. And now we'll do a mental body clearing, and same process, we'll go 4 days ago, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared, 3 days, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third second cleared, first cleared, and 2 days, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared, and yesterday, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, and first cleared, and today, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, so like I'm in slow motion here, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, and first cleared. And what we'll do next is a feeling body clearing. This is for you people who live in your feelings. The emotional body may not typically maybe work for you, although it needs to be cleared, but you may not live in the emotions. You may live in feelings instead, and it's a whole different energy body. So here we go, 4 days ago. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared, 3 days. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared, 2 days. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared, 1 day, yesterday. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared, and today. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Okay, Sylvia, I'll turn it back over to you.
Okay, well, our volume seems to be a little low, probably because we're live, so we're going to try to increase that a little bit, if you can, Ron. And we have a question on the fast chat, which is about the light chamber and how it affects us physically, if it's actually affecting our DNA and so forth. Maybe you could address that.
Yeah, what happens when you have a healing, that's affecting your RNA, okay? So the DNA caused your problem. That's your past life genetic coding, and that's brought forth by the gifts of your ancestors. So what you're doing is you're actually living every life of your ancestors in this physical body right now. And so what they gave you is this wonderful gift, basically passed on trauma. And, you know, if they would have worked on themselves before they conceived you, and maybe if that would have been, you know, maybe 20 generations past, you'd probably be in very good shape right now, living a joyful life. But unfortunately, they don't do that, or they haven't done that, because the teachings are not brought here on this planet to do that, okay? Remember, the lightship teachings only comes every 2,000 years. And then it's up to our galactic friends to help us out with this process and to keep these negative situations away from us. I won't get into that too much. It's another can of worms here. I want to keep the show very positive. So, and I'm not a proponent of extraterrestrials, believe me. Just look at the movie 10,000 BC and you know why. But anyway, let's move on here. So what happens is that you're living the life of all of your ancestors, and what your body wants to work on right now, this moment in time, everything is in the present moment, is the energy blockages that's going to cause the condition for you to die in your body. And it knows what it's going to be, so the worst ones come up first. And if we don't understand that, then we have problems occurring to us as we get older. Maybe you've had a sampling of a similar situation maybe 50 times, and now you finally have an illness from that condition. So that's kind of how that works. So we're going to do a sampling now. And on the last show, I went back, I think we went to like maybe 12,000 B.C. So let's go back to 15,000 B.C. And this is something that will go from 15,000 B.C. On the last show, Sylvia? Did we do 12,000? Do you remember?
I believe we did.
Okay.
I'm not sure about the time.
Okay, so we'll go back to 17,000.
Okay.
That way we'll play it safe here. Here we go. We're going to go 17,000 to 100, 200, 300, 400, and 500. So we're going to clear this out from you here. And again, think of a condition that you're dealing with right now in your body. And more than likely, it could have happened along this time frame that long ago. Remember, that's about 19,000 years ago. And you could be dealing with it right now. So here we go. We're going to clear 17,000 BC. So sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared, and 17,100. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared, 200. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared, 300, 6 cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared, 400, 6 cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared, and 500, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. So you may feel a little different right now. Do you feel anything, Jackie, just out of curiosity?
Yes, I do. I'm not sure I can describe exactly what, but I feel a little bit lighter, a little bit calmer.
Good. Okay, how do you feel, Sylvia and Ann?
Well, for me, when you said to focus on a particular area of the body, I did, and I just feel an energy clearing that took place in that area. It just feels kind of different right now and freed up. So that's good. I'm looking forward to seeing how that will change things, but it feels very good right now.
Okay, great. And let's see if Ann can come on here.
Oh, am I on?
Yep.
Oh, good. I actually felt just like a little warm in the area and a little, just a real mild sensation. So hopefully that will help resolve some things in that area.
That's good. So it's interesting how something that far back can affect us now, you know, isn't it?
You yes, absolutely.
That to be possible, yeah, but yet it does. So remember, your body, you know, the reason why it's so dense is because of these densities here, and this causes our condition. What we're going to do now is work with an energy, and some people have headaches, so we're going to work with an energy for headaches right now, maybe brain trauma, something like that, and we'll have the light beams come in, and we're going to go to the light shift right now, and we're going to focus on that here. So if you have migraine headaches, etc., go into the light shift right now, and this will not work on the archives. Only because of, you know, the our spiritual hierarchy of the Galactic Federation, et cetera, is not, you know, they're not in integrity. So I don't want to have anybody think that they can go to the light ship and have healings by just asking for that, because you will not be able to go there. I don't want you to be abducted. So here we go. We're now going up to the light ship. And you're there. They're doing a body scan on us to see what type of beings we are. Remember, they work with creation energies and everything that's created that's, we'll say, physical like us, beings that may look similar or look completely different who are going to go through the ascension process, is going to the light ship for this process. So we're just one of probably millions of beings here. So we're there, and they're checking us out, checking out our DNA. Remember, the DNA is our past, seeing what they can do to help us out. And so, like I said, we're going to work on migraine headaches and maybe brain conditions, maybe brain tumors, something like that right now. So we're going there, and we picked our doctor teams. So just sit back and relax right now. We're going into specialized rooms for this here. And who knows, maybe, like I jokingly say, maybe we'll find the one brain cell on the other one. We'll be able to make friends again, you know? So here we go, and just sit back and relax, and we're going to bring in an energy, which we do all the time here on my one-hour conference calls for $20, which is Monday and Friday at 5:30 PST. We're going to bring in the energy of Saint Germain. So remember, these energies, as you receive them, you have to connect to them into your heart center. It won't come to your mind any longer. There's too much out there as far as false channeling now, and the light ship want you to connect to your heart, and that's how you're going to be able to experience these energies. So they're only going to come into your heart center. So here from Saint Germain, and again, we have to command them down here. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. So he's with you now. You might feel his presence around you. These energies typically come in through your ceiling, and kind of like be like a light fog in your room. And you can also request healing from Saint Germain right now, and also you should be in your heart center, and you can ask questions too. We're going into another location, and this location is where they're working with our blood and our body. So if we have any concerns there, if you know about a condition that you might have, maybe you have blood that's too thin or too thick, request healing right now. And the light beings will see what they can do to help you. Remember, when you're on the light ship, you're there physically, out of time, walking around. But remember, the emotional body is down here on the earth. They did not create the emotional body. It's created by the earth density, the earth spirit. And so this body does not go to the light ship. This is why you need to do emotional cleansing down here to have a better healing. So if you haven't worked with your emotions, then your spirit cannot reintegrate into those energies because it's too dense. So here we go. We're doing some work here. We'll bring in the energy of Jesus right now down for you to experience too. And here he comes. And this is his, we're going to bring in, this is fun, we're going to bring in the energy of Jesus at the age of 12. And then we'll bring him in also at the age of 21. And you can feel the difference on the frequency that he's carrying. So here comes the age of 12. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And again, request healing. And now we're going to bring in the age of 21. And here it comes. It'll be a little different vibration. This is his original spirit energy that he was using here on the earth plane. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And again, request inside of your head. We'll say, really it should be inside of your heart, so I made a mistake there. Request inside of your heart for healing right now. Those of you who aren't in your heart, then you know, ask inside of your head also, but they'll still hear you. And we're going to bring in the other energy now of Jesus. We'll pick on the age of, we'll select 28 here. This is what he'd like to show you. Each one is a little different. Here he comes at 28. Stronger, 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 and stronger. So for those of you who kind of popped out of your heart center, we're going to drop you back in again here. And some clues a little bit earlier here. So here we go. Coming down, that same elevator, dropping down your mind to your heart. Remember, this body has to surrender. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. There. For me, it feels very nice. How does it feel to you, Jackie?
Very good.
And how about you, Sylvia? Can you tell the difference on these three ages?
Yes, it was very interesting, actually, the different ages. And as he progressed in age, I felt stronger and stronger energy just circling my heart center. It was really wonderful to experience. And while I have a chance to speak, I'd like to mention a couple of requests on the fast chat to Ron, so you can address those. And one is if we could go into a room on the light ship to work on teeth.
Okay.
And I guess that's it for now. And we have a question we'll take up in a little while whenever you want to get back into that, maybe when we're back from the light ship.
Okay, so what we'll have is the females come forward. So if you're new to the program, you know, click on Creation Light Ship Healing and just go to Don's homepage and go to Station 1 and click down and go on to tonight's show if you wish, or go to the Monday show. It's all the same. And click on the Monday show, Creation Light Ship Healing, and scroll down a little ways on your scroll bar, about an inch or so, and you're going to see a beautiful light beam there. And we're going to bring in the female light beams. And it looks like they need to do extra work with some people. So we're going to bring in two teams. This will be six light beams. These are going to be females. And here they come. And again, we'll command the energy into your room. Just watch your monitor screen. And it almost always will change colors on you. It'll become more three-dimensional, the picture. And it will have life force in it, just as if it's a living photograph. Three-dimensional. So here we go. They're coming in now stronger, 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 and stronger. And they're here. Okay, and just request healing now. We'll just let you be in silence here. They're working with our teeth, our gums. You might actually feel your saliva change a little bit during this process. What they normally do is they'll put colored lights, like little LEDs in a sense, but there's thousands of them. They'll put it above and below your tongue. They'll put it along the gum line. They can also put it on top of cavities. So there's all different types of procedures that they do. And I've had a lot of people who've had cavities, they would go away within maybe a couple of these small little sessions here, or at least two of my one-hour sessions that people would be on. They'd actually physically see the cavity disappear. So anyway, everybody's a little different on their healings. So they're working now with our teeth. And now going back to another location. And coming to us now are the dolphins. So we're going to bring in the dolphin energy. The dolphins like to come on a lot of the calls that we have Mondays and Fridays for $20. So here they come. And just experience the dolphin energy. We're in a big swimming pool right now. There's three dolphins. And we can ride on them if we wish. Hop on their backs and have a little journey. And they'll do healing on us. And you might even be able to feel them. So what I'd like you to do is to put your hand in front of yourself. Maybe go out about maybe 6 inches, 8 inches out. And this you're doing on the light ship now. And you're actually touching the skin of the dolphin. You move your hand up and down and back and forth. And you may feel like little bumps on your fingers here as you start to move your hand around, which is your actual skin texture, okay? For me, it feels very, very slick and smooth, but I can feel a little bit of resistance there. And you can feel their wonderful energy. So here's the dolphins, and I'll let them do their own healing on you. Again, you want to request a healing because the light always works in the now. And in every now, you're in pure perfection. So it's up to you to change your perfection of whatever that's going to be into the next now. Next room we're going into is a room, again, where we're working with our skull. So sometimes maybe our brain could swell a little bit. Maybe there's an injury, possibly. So they're going to be working with the plates on the top of our head and working with our actual skull right now. So you may feel movement there. So again, request healing. If you feel perfectly fine, then just ask for a tune-up too. It can always find something there, you know, that could be happening to you maybe in 10, 15 years from now or something. So there's always things that they can uncover and help you with. And right now they're going to be doing a ribcage adjustment on us also. And the most of the teams here are the male light beams. I'm going to bring the light beams in that are male through your monitor screen now. They're a lot more, I guess I'll use the word intense. May not be the right word to use, but their energy is very, very strong. And here they come. So, again, there's going to be six of them coming. That's a lot of light beams coming into your room that are male. So here they come. Stronger, stronger, stronger. I'm going to do a percentage here. So 1%. 2%, and again, request your healing. 3%, 4%, 5%, 6%, 7%, 8%, 9%, and 10%. We'll let it stabilize here a little bit. Remember, on the light ship, you're fixed 100%, and your densities, that's down here, that gets collected each time you come up and back from the light shift, that you wear like an old musty coat, needs to be addressed. So this is why people don't have a miracle healing down here, where on the light shift it's fixed perfectly. Because these densities wrap around you and can take away your healing. Okay, here they come a little stronger here. And I get people all the time who have wonderful healings, too, without doing too much work. But I always recommend having the emotional healing done. Here we go. 11%, 12%, 13%, 14%, 15%. You should be probably heating up because I am right now. And here we go. 15%, 16%, 17%, 18%, 19%, and 20%. We'll go a little bit stronger here for everybody. If it's too strong for you, just say that's good enough for me, and they won't come in any stronger for you, okay? This is your choice. They don't want to disrupt your energy pattern, make you feel uncomfortable, so that they're very, very cautious. So here we go again. I'm going to go up to 30% right now. I'll count to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 40%. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 50%. These are just levels that they want me to identify their frequencies with. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There. So you should be buzzing right now. Typically, your walls should feel like it's energy is bouncing off of the walls in your house right now. This is a very, very strong energy. Again, request healing. These healings are instantaneous. And as Jesus basically said, you know, the healings are done to you according to your faith, which is basically your faith is how you're, how much work you've done on yourself to eliminate the mental energy from your body, okay? And that faith from your ancestors is what you're relying on to heal you. So if you look at it another way, since your faith wasn't too good and they gave you all these conditions, you know, you can't really rely on it too much, so you have to do the clearings, okay? So here we go. Going into another location. And this location is where they're going to help you with your immune system. And this room is a wonderful room. It's kind of like going into a little shower stall. There's all different types of light frequencies coming into your body and around your body. So if you do see colored lights, if you have your eyes closed, you're actually being able to bring the energy back from the light ship and actually see it physically. So here comes the energy. And we're bringing it down to you right now. So here it comes. Stronger, 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 and stronger. There we go. So hopefully you're actually feeling the energy right now flowing through your body. And here we go, going into one other room here. We're going to go into a room where they're going to start to work with the pain in our body. Some people have chronic pain. And if you do have chronic pain, request the healing right now, and they'll see what they can do to help you. So we're in this beautiful room. It's very, very large. There's many, many light beams there doing different modalities. So there's probably about 150 of them. And each one is a little bit different. So right now we're walking in the room and we're sampling different types of healings. Light beings will describe and explain to us what their sessions are like. We can actually see like down here like a videotape, we'll say, of the programming here. And they'll show you what they can do, and you're at free choice to select whether you want to go to a particular team or not. Remember, they will never go against your free will because this is your experience right now. They only heal you as much as you want to be healed. So like I said, if you have a belief from the past that a 50% healing is good, which maybe you know, your great-great-great-grandfather had, and you're living with that belief right now, okay, then you're only going to probably have a 50% healing, okay, because they will never go past, you know, what you want to ask for up there. So here we go. We're in this room right now, and you're having this wonderful healing. And you selected the teams. Some people have had about five teams now. We're looking at them. Remember, you're out of time. You're a vibration. You're being turned off and on continuously. and you're on the light ship when you're not here. Again, request your healings. I'm seeing sinus troubles too with some people, maybe congestion, maybe a sore throat. And so here's the energy. What you're doing now on the light ship is they're giving you a special drink of water. And they don't use much water up there. The water is so high frequency that a half a teaspoon is plenty for you. So you're ingesting now this half a teaspoon of water. It kind of looks pinkish color to me. And it's going underneath your tongue. So if you find your saliva changing, that's because you're bringing that sensation back down here after drinking this pinkish colored water. And they're now working on you energetically. Down here we have, the newer technologies of like laser pens, laser lights for healing. That's come out probably the last 5 years. Well, they have similar things on the light ship, which are much more sophisticated. Okay, and here we go. And what happens is the light beams on the light ship, we'll just say that race A, has a healing modality of maybe using laser pens. So they're being trained in that. So when they go after the ascension time, that they're going to now be doctors on their given planet, and maybe they'll be using laser pens. And that may exist right now in their current lifetime before the ascension. So they haven't really went to that particular location yet, but they're being trained so that when they do go to their given planet, they'll have that technology. And they'll be doctors with that teaching. Okay, now we're going into another location, and this is for people who have maybe hip problems, lower back problems. They're working with that right now. So again, request healing. And they're going to be working with our reproductive organs right now also. So again, request healing. And this is happening to you right now. Might feel things moving, changing. Again, sit back and relax. Do we have anything on there, on the line there, Sylvie, that we can answer, or anybody talking about their healing session so far? Hello, Sylvia.
Here we go. So, let's see. We've got requests for working on the feet, on the face, and eyes, and neck, shoulders, and spine.
Okay, so
we do have about 3 minutes left on our time slot for tonight.
Yes, okay, so let's just do that right now. So I'll have you request in your head right now as you're on the light ship, and this is where you're going right now. There's appropriate rooms here for these healings here. And again, the energy is non-invasive. It's very easy, very smooth on your body. They don't want to disrupt anything with you. And again, there's no processing on your part. Healings are all with the divine energies. And I feel a lot of nice things happening here to a lot of people out there. And we're going to start to come back from the light ship now. We're going to go into one other room. We're going to go into the room where they have the light beam choir, okay? And this is very, very nice, very soothing. They'll be singing some songs to us, different vibrations. So we're in this room right now, and it's all pure love energy coming out of them. It'll resonate with your body. So we're in this room right now. And I'll just be silent for about a half a minute as you experience this here. Okay. And we're now going to come back here. So we're coming back down. We gave our thanks to the light beings for working with us here. And you might want to get up and stretch, feel how your body feels. And we're having a special successful event coming up here next Saturday. It's our once-a-month four-hour ascension preparation call. The fee on that is $60. And you're on the telephone for 4 hours of time. The time goes by very, very quickly. They do water charging. It feels like about a half an hour at the most for most people. For me, it feels like about 15 minutes. And they keep working with us, putting special light codes into our body for ascension. Remember, the light ship is doing the ascension process, and this is why you want to connect to the light ship as opposed to other energies out there. And I'll be in New York the first week of June at the New Life Expo / Yoga / Raw Food event at the New Yorker Hotel. We'll have the light chamber there. And last time we were there, whenever that was maybe a couple months ago, it was very, very beneficial for a lot of people. They loved it, so we're coming back again. So hope to see everybody on the East Coast there. If you can come to the New Yorker Hotel, we'll be there. We're doing also events afterwards at the Edgar Cayce ARE Center in Manhattan there. So, Sylvia, back to you real quick before we sign off here.
Okay, well, thank you, everyone, for being with us. And thank you for all of those of you on the fast chat with your beautiful comments about your healing results tonight. And for those of you who may have had a question or request that we didn't get to, please just join us again Monday, 4 p.m. Pacific. We're also going to be on next week Wednesday at 7 p.m. Pacific, and then Friday and Saturday nights at 9 p.m. So until then, blessings to all of you, and stay heart-centered, and remember to go within and ask your spirit for guidance. If you have any questions or you need answers, that's the place to go. So much love to all of you, and we'll see you next time. Good night.
Okay. Good night, everybody.